Chapter 1, My Life. It's been an easy life, and when I think back, I wish it were a summer morning after a rain, and I were loading my bags into the luggage hold of the bus and climbing aboard past Al, the driver, and the bench seats up front to the bunks in back and claiming a low bunk in the rear for myself. We're about to set off on a 28-city tour of one-nighters, two buses, the staff bus and the talent bus, though actually the tech guys Sam and Thomas and Albert and Tony have most of the talent, and the rest of us just do the best we can. I kiss Jenny goodbye, and she envies me, having been on opera and orchestra bus tours herself and loved them. The show band guys sit in front, Rich Dworsky, Chris, Pat and Pete, Andy, Gary or Larry, Richard, Joe, Arnie the drummer, Heather the duet partner on Under African Skies and In My Life and Greg Brown's song Early. Fred Newman is here, Mr. Sound Effects, and we'll do the Bebop Rebop commercial about the meteorite flying into Earth's atmosphere, about to wipe out an entire city when a beluga in heat sings a note that sets off a nuclear missile that deflects the meteorite to the Mojave Desert, where it cracks the Earth's crust and hatches prehistoric eggs of pterodactyls, which rise screeching and galumphing toward a tiny town and a Boy Scout camp where a lone bagpiper plays the lost chord that pulverizes the pterodactyl's tiny brains and sends them crashing and gibbering into an arroyo. And I say, wouldn't this be a good time for a piece of rhubarb pie? And we sing, one little thing can revive a guy, and that is a piece of rhubarb pie. Serve it up, nice and hot. Maybe things aren't as bad as you thought. At the table sits Janice or Catherine or Jennifer, who has the cell phone that Sam or Kate or Deb will call if there is a crisis. If they called me about a crisis, then they'd have two crises. I sit at a table so I can write on a laptop, but the show is written. The Guy Noir sketch, the commercials, the news from Lake Wobegon about the pontoon boat with the 24 Lutheran pastors, the canceled wedding of the veterinary aromatherapist, the boy on the parasail who intends to drop Aunt Evelyn's ashes in the lake when the boat towing him swerves to avoid the giant duck decoy and he is towed at high speed underwater, which tears his swim trunks off, then naked he rises on a collision course with a hot air balloon. The bus is home. Everyone has a space. You can sit up front and listen to musicians reminisce and rag on each other, or you can lie in your bunk and think your thoughts. The first show is the hardest. It's a long drive to Appleton, then sound check and show, then breakdown, then drive to Grand Rapids and arrive at 4 a.m., a long day, and then we get into rhythm. Cedar Rapids, Sioux Falls, Lincoln, Denver, Aspen, Spokane, Seattle, Portland, and on we go. The bus pulls into a town around 4 or 5 a.m., and you stumble out of your bunk and into a hotel room and sleep and have lunch and head to the venue mid-afternoon, and each show is mostly the same as the night before. You walk out and you sing Tushomingo Blues, oh, hear that old piano from down the avenue. I smell the roses, I look around for you. My sweet old someone coming through that door. Another day and the band is playing. Honey, could we ask for more? And the show.